Xavier Cooper for Alabama History.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Where you were born,
how you grew up?
Well, I was born in Idaho County.
As a kid?
Well, I went to Sunday school and church.
Okay.
And back then, we had what they called all-day singings on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole family went to that. We carried lunch, you know, and had dinner on the ground, I guess right. You'd call it. And then the only other thing that we had pound suppers
mm-hmm.
back then. I don't know if you know what a pound supper
is. What is a pound supper?
Okay, we carried a lunch,
mm-hmm.
a cake or something, or pie or whatnot, and the boys bid on it. And of course, if they found out it was mine, they bid on it, usually till they got it. You sweetheart did. So that's about the only recreation that I did back then.
And you went to...
And then after I was about 10 or 11 years old, my daddy and two other men bought some farms in St. Clair County.
Okay.
And we moved to St. Clair County.
Okay.
And that's in Asheville, Alabama.
Okay.
And then I went to school there. I finished grammar school there.
You went to school during the week?
Yeah, we went to school during the week.
What was that like? What was your school like?
It was good. I played basketball on the team. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's interesting, too.
Wow. But I play basketball.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I played forward.
So did I.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, I was a forward.
I was a pretty good sized girl. You know. I was a guard.
Oh, yeah?
Most of the time. So that's about all the recreation,
right.
You know, that I was in.
That's interesting.
Really about the only thing I've done was go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, in the summertime, you know, we had big fields
mm-hmm.
of cotton and corn. And I worked in the field when I got big enough,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We had cotton and corn. I never flew with any corn, but I helped hold the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was time in the fall,
mm-hmm.
together, I picked cotton.
Right.
So that's about all the fun I had.
Well, okay, what did your parents do for a living?
The farm.
They were farmers?
They were.
What did they do for
about that?
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, he worked odd jobs. My daddy did. They built a highway
mm-hmm.
from Gadsden to Asheville.
Okay.
And he was one of the overseers on the road. And then he guarded the prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then they put them out on the roads to
right.
work.
Did they have them like in chains? Did they have like chain gangs?
If they was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if they were good prisoners, they didn't chain them.
Right.
But if they was thinking about running away
right.
or doing something they shouldn't be.
Did you ever see any of them? Like a person?
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Did you?
I helped my mother. She cooked for them one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they come to your house or did they...
We had a trailer
mm-hmm.
down on the creek.
Mm-hmm. What creek?
In my,
what creek?
Caboo Creek.
Okay.
And they'd lock them in it at night, you see. But they'd come and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy was guarding them, you
right.
see. And then he'd get them in the trailer and lock them up till the next morning. And then he'd go back and release them and watched over them while they worked the roads, you see.
Did you ever have any problems with them?
Any what?
Were there any problems with the prisoners? Did anyone try to stop them?
Oh, yeah. There's a pretty good bunch.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And of course, I was right there with my mother, you know, and just kind of watched them. And so.
Did your mom have a real job, or she just did that? Did she have
No, she didn't have a real job.
She just took care of you guys.
No, she just took care of that.
Well, that's a job in itself.
In other words, she cooked for them. Mm-hmm. You see, there's a trailer full of them,
mm-hmm.
and I was just a young girl, but I helped her.
Was it during the was it year round that they had the change?
Just at different times that they had a bunch, you know. Then more or less in the spring and the summer, they'd work the roads, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy would watch over them, keep them from running away or what have you. See, I told you about those.
What did your dad do before that? Was he a farmer or?
Farmer, overseer.
Overseer?
Yeah.
Did he work in a factory or was it his own land?
No, farms.
Oh, okay. He overseed farms? Did he own all of them?
The man lived in Atlanta. Yeah, he had several farms.
Your dad did?
And
or
my daddy overseed
him. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And then, as I told you, they bought these farms down here.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy and Judge Hershberg and John Cottle, I think he was a farmist or something.
Mm-hmm.
They bought three big farms.
What kind of farms were they? What kind of farms were they?
Just farming land.
Was there anything growing on them then, at the time, or the other?
No. And see, my daddy was overseer of renting them and everything.
Right.
And he too had crop too, but he hired most of his done.
Right. What did he farm? Did he farm vegetables or cotton or?
Cotton and corn.
Cotton and corn. Those are the biggest crops down here.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Those are the meals.
So then gradually we all married, and they sold the farms, and my daddy and mother moved to Gadsden, and he joined the police crew, and he was police then till he not come on till he died. He was overseer of the recreation building.
Mm-hmm.
He is well known, my daddy.
What's
was.
Your dad's name? What was your father's name?
Charlie Roberts.
Charlie Roberts. Okay.
He didn't do much work himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was the tall man, I guess you call
it. Did he always? Was he always the overseer? Did he work his way up to being the overseer of the farm?
No, he was just educated.
Did he go to college and stuff? Or?
Yeah. And he, when they built the highway from Gadsden to Birmingham, he had a job of overseeing that. And then he was guarded cops to, prisoners, and work them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then no bed of roses.
So how, who did your father hire for the farm, for the farming? Who did your father hire to do the farming, the workers?
Yeah,
did they own any of the farm, or did they own any of the farm, or they just worked the farm?
No, he'd go to, come to Gadsden and pick up a load.
Mm-hmm. Were they black, most of them?
Yeah.
Were they slaves or just workers? They were.
Let me tell you this story. My daddy was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He picked up a little nigger boy in Gadsden, eating out of the garbage cans. He brought him home with him, and we raised him to be a man.
Really?
Absolutely. And he was a good little old nigger.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had fireplaces, you know, and he called me Miss Annie Bear. And he said, "Miss Annie Bear, is Mr. Dowling coming tonight? We was courting, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And if I said yes, well, he built a fire in the fireplace, mm-hmm. you see. If I said no, he didn't bother. Right. He was good. He was just one of us. Mm-hmm. That was all.
Now, did your dad treat him like one of his own kids?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did he?
We all treated him. And then I told you they moved to Gadsden mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. we was leaving home, you see. But one year they moved over in Horton's Bend.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't allow niggers to come nowhere near. So they burned a cross out in front of my daddy's house.
Oh, they did?
Yes. And, of course, my daddy set up all night of gardening, you know, mm-hmm. with a gun.
Right.
And, but Bolo, he got afraid and he left one night.
Right.
But he went to work at Goodyear then.
Oh, did he? The last boy did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And picking up paper mm-hmm. on the lawns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to come by to see me. He called
really?
Me Miss Annie Beer. But he had been in a long time. I was thinking about him the other day and wondered if he had died.
Mm-hmm.
See, after Dell had died,
mm-hmm.
well, he'd come by
right.
to see Dell, you see. Mm-hmm. But after he died, he didn't. Well, he'd come out there in the road, drive up the road if he saw me out. He'd stop and talk
right.
to me. But, well, we thought as much of him as we did our mm-hmm. brothers and sisters.
So, that's really nice, though. So most of the people, did your dad pay them to work on the farm, the people he picked up? Did they get paid for working
on
the farm?
Yeah, we paid them.
Now, how much did they get paid? Did they get paid a lot, or did they get paid by the week?
Well, whichever. If they was going to work 2 or 3 days,
mm-hmm.
they paid them by the day. If they was just going to work that day, they paid them by the day, you see.
So how much did they get paid, like, for a day?
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I really couldn't tell you that, because my daddy paid them, you see.
Right.
And,
now, where do they live? They lived in Gadsden?
Yeah, they lived in Gadsden.
Where do they live in Gadsden? They have their own houses, or do they...
Different places.
And they just all met at one spot and picked them up?
But,
your dad brought them home? Brought them back?
And I don't know how he managed to find the carload,
mm-hmm.
but he did every time, and he'd bring them back to pick cotton, mm-hmm. hoe cotton, or whatever, mm-hmm. you see. My brother done most of the plowing because we had a riding lawnmower,
mm-hmm.
a tractor, yeah, said lawnmower, and he done most of that,
right.
you see. But now, what do you see?
I was just
interested. Oh, gosh.
It's all right, keep going.
They don't say what goofy woman
no.
you have with. Oh, that's a scream.
So then, what happened with the farms? Why did they sell the farms?
They sold the farms, mm-hmm. yeah.
Why did they sell them?
Yeah, it was hard to get them to work, you see.
Oh, it was hard to get people to work?
Yeah.
Now, was that because a lot of people were getting their own farms or getting other jobs?
Yeah, they bought their own farms.
They bought their own farms,
you see,
so they had to work their
and
own.
And they had to get their own help, mm-hmm. you see.
Right.
And then lots of them had grown people that went to public work, mm-hmm. you see.
Right.
And yet they didn't, I like to pick cotton and
right.
hoe and all mm-hmm. that. So times was pretty good back there, mm-hmm. wasn't bad.
Now, did anyone live on the farm, or just open field, they called
oh,
the farm?
Oh, yeah.
Who lived on the farms?
Well, usually, the fella, I guess, that was going to take care of the house, you
mm-hmm.
see,
yeah.
and to see the workers work.
So did he work
there?
He just lived in the farm?
Overseers, mm-hmm. you see. No, my daddy didn't do no work.
No, the guy who lived, whoever... ran the farm or lived in the
yeah.
house, did they work the
yeah.
land too? Is that part of the deal they had to work
yeah,
the land?
They'd work too.
Okay.
And then they'd work the workers, you see.
Right.
Of course, they probably wouldn't pick as much cotton as they did.
So it was kind of like tenant farming or sharecropping?
Yeah, sharecroppers. That's what it amounts to, yeah.
Okay.
So...